Hello everyone, my name is Aris Thorne and I'm a marine biologist. I'm here today to talk to you about my research into animal communication, specifically focusing on a truly fascinating creature, the bottlenose whale. Now, I haven't always worked with whales. When I first started my career, most of my colleagues initially chose to focus on studying sharks, which was obviously very exciting. However, my own journey actually began by examining coral reefs before I eventually moved into marine mammal research. It gave me a great foundation in ocean ecosystems.
My transition to studying whales happened quite unexpectedly. I didn't first encounter a bottlenose whale while I was looking at satellite imagery in a lab, as you might expect these days. Instead, it happened during a routine diving expedition off the coast of Canada. I was completely captivated by their size and behaviour in the wild.
As my research progressed, I became fascinated by how these animals talk to one another. Many animals communicate, of course. Birds use complex melodies, and primates have specific alarm calls to warn of danger. However, what sets human language apart, and what we are ultimately looking for in marine mammals, is the use of grammar. We're still trying to figure out if whales use anything resembling it.
You see, producing sound underwater is a unique challenge. Whales don't have vocal cords like we do, so they can't make noises using their throats. Instead, they produce sounds by moving air through their nasal passages. It's an incredibly efficient biological system for a marine environment.
What's truly astonishing is how these sounds come across. The vocalizations of the bottlenose whale bear a striking resemblance to human speech patterns. You might think it's the pitch or the volume that makes it sound so human, but actually it's the rhythm of their clicking sounds that mimics the way people talk. It's almost as if you can hear a conversation happening just on the other side of a wall.
To capture these elusive sounds, you can't just use standard recording gear. We initially considered attaching acoustic tags directly to the whales, but they are very sensitive creatures. In the end, we found that dropping an underwater microphone from the back of our boat gave us the clearest audio without disturbing the pod.
So, why do they make these complex sounds? Well, navigating through dark, freezing waters is certainly one reason they vocalize. But the primary purpose of these specific, rapid click patterns is actually hunting in the deep ocean. They use them to locate squid and other prey in complete darkness.
During our acoustic surveys, we made an incredible discovery regarding the young whales. We assumed they just copied the adults, but we learned that they don't just inherit standard calls. Each calf actually develops its own signature whistle, just like a human name, to identify itself to the rest of the pod. It's a wonderful display of individual identity.
Sadly, these magnificent creatures face significant challenges in today's oceans. While plastic waste is a tremendous issue globally and affects many species, for these highly acoustic animals, it is noise pollution from commercial shipping lanes that causes the most immediate harm. It interferes with their ability to find food and find each other.
Looking ahead, I have some big changes coming up. I won't be returning to the university to teach next semester, even though I love being in the classroom. Instead, I'm taking up a position at a marine rescue center, where I hope to apply my acoustic research to directly help stranded whales. Thank you for listening.